This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, guys, this is our last break of the day. And Steve, you ready to close out the show?
Yeah, you know what, man? It's something personal. I'm really, really learning more and more and more about forgiveness. I'm just learning more and more and more about it. You know, I've always known that forgiveness is for you, not so much the other person. Bishop Jakes said it best one time. He said, not forgiving a person is like you drinking the poison, hoping that they die. And that's really what it is. When you forgive somebody, well, first of all, let me start with when you don't forgive somebody. Let me tell you what happens when you don't forgive a person. Every time their name come up, it stirs up something in you, don't it? Every time you hear their name mentioned, it do something to you. Every time you run across a picture, it brings up something, don't it? Every time you hear another story about this person, blah, blah, blah. Every time you hear some news about them, every time you hear they said something else about you, it just keeps on bringing stuff up. Even when you sitting around on your own, you imagine what you gonna say to them when you see them. Oh, I know you do. Because I've been through it the exact same way. Oh man, especially man, when somebody do something to you that ain't right, and you know it ain't right, that's hard, man. When somebody's sitting around lying on you, and you know the truth, but you, for whatever the reason, can't defend yourself, or wasn't there, wasn't available, or nobody asked you about it, hey man, that's tough. And you sit up and you talking about, man, when I see so-and-so, this is what I'm going to say. I can't tell you the hours I've wasted wishing I could run up into somebody, hoping I see them somewhere. I mean, and I'm miles and miles and miles away from this person. I'm talking about, man, really got no chance of running up into him at all. Oh, and then they pop up again and they do it to you. Here's the one that really hurts your feelings. Have you ever had somebody do something to you publicly, then see you privately, you know, do something to you down on your job or something like that, or at your little club or your bowling night, and then privately they apologize to you and you say, okay. And then a little while later, they do the exact same thing again. They back out in public running their mouth. You go, wait a minute, man. I know the truth about you. I really know when you see me face to face, you a coward. I know that about you. But soon as you get in front of somebody, soon as the spotlight on you, here you come with a brand new. Has that ever happened to you? Yes, it has. Somebody said something to you down at the church, talked about you. Then you confronted them. Forgive me, sister. Forgive me, brother. And you do it. And then a little later on, they do it again. Okay, cool. I got all that. You got to forgive them. Oh, no, no, Steve, I'm going to tighten them up. No, man, let me tell you what you're doing. You're doing the same thing I was doing to myself. You're wasting energy. Because guess what? What did it really change, the stuff they said about you? What did it really change? You've been moving on and rolling on and just going on about your day. You really, man, ain't lost a step because of that lie, that rumor, that untruth, that falsehood. You really didn't lose a step at all. But you keep prohibiting the next step because you won't let go of something somebody did to you. The Lord's Prayer says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Because we're going to make a mistake too. Now, it may not be that one, but we're going to have to go to God for something. Now, God going to reward us and give us something the same way we give it out to other people. Plus, let me tell you what I really had to learn about it. When you don't forgive a person, you're blocking your blessings. You're blocking your blessings. A woman, an old woman that I know, who I just happened to be talking to, a relative, and she says, Steve, I'm so proud of you. I have watched you. I have watched God bless you. I have watched God change your life. I have watched you develop into a better person. I'm so happy you met Marjorie. I can see so many things in your life. She said, but let me tell you something, young man. If you're holding on to anything that anybody has done to you, let it go. Because you're blocking your blessings. As blessed as you are, she said, I bet you that's something you can't figure out why you just can't get this next one to go through. And I said, you know what? You're right. I've been wondering why something taking so long. She said, because God ain't going to give it to you until you forgive that person. He said, because he don't want you to carry that with you into the new level he going to take you to. In order to get to the next level, you got to let some stuff go. In order to reach your full orbit in life, you can't carry all the gas tanks. Some of them gas tanks is empty and out of gas. They got to fall off so the ship can get into full orbit. Let it go so God can move you forward. That's the best thing I've learned about forgiveness. And it's really for you. Because that person right there really ain't about la-di-da. They really ain't. So why would you allow them to affect you that way? Just think about it, y'all. I had to. I'm trying to move on myself. Y'all have a great day. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. All right, peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.